You guys are amazing. You know, I want to share something with you this morning. I believe that it's really a word from the Lord for us. I really believe it's a word from the Lord for us as a church. I really believe that it is a word for us as a people. I really believe that this is a word for us as Christians. I believe that this is a word in due season and for our lives and for this time that we're in. Amen? I want to say this to you, that you are the church. You are the church. You have to understand that. That you are the church. The church is not the building. You, the people, are the church. Say amen. You, the people, are the church. It's not a building. It is not anything else. You, the people, are the church. And never, ever, ever, ever forget that. Amen. Amen. And when God wants to build the kingdom, He wants to build the people. When God wants to build the kingdom, He wants to build the people, and He wants to bless the people, because the people are the ones that build the kingdom. Amen. When He wants to build it, He builds people. If you got your Bibles, why don't you open with me to 2 Chronicles. Go to 2 Chronicles chapter 14. And I want to say this before we go any further real quick, guys, that since it's our 2-year anniversary, y'all just seen that there is no longer a racetrack there. That is no longer the Montville Speedway. That is now Restoration Church's property. That is now the future home of Restoration Church. So immediately after this service, our anniversary service here, immediately after this service, we invite you all, every one of you guys, to come over to the property. We're going to dismiss the service. Go get in your cars. We're all going to, well, go get your kids first. Then we're going to go get in our cars, and we're going to drive over to the property. We have hot dogs over there. We have chips. We got cupcakes. We're going to fellowship. The worship team's going to play us a song. We're just going to walk around the property. We're going to pray. We're going to anoint the property. We're going to pray for... Guys, this is where God is planting the roots of this church. And there is nothing more important than us going over there and running every... That place has been a den of iniquity for a long time. Come on, somebody. We need to get on out there, and we need to go pray for our property. Amen. 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 So immediately after, yeah, praise God. Immediately after this service, hey, we're going to dismiss, and we're going to head over to the property. Amen. 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 If you don't know where it's at, follow the traffic. Praise God. We're going to hang out. 2 Chronicles chapter 14. 2 Chronicles 14. Say amen when you get there. Amen. I got a story. I want to share this with you. Asa, verse 2. King Asa did what was good and right in the eyes of the Lord, his God. King Asa did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, his God, for he removed the altars of the foreign gods and the high places and broke down the sacred pillars. He cut down all the wooden images. He commanded Judah to seek the Lord God of their fathers. Come on, somebody. And to observe the law and the commandment. Amen. He also removed the high places and the incense altars from all the cities of Judah, and the kingdom was quiet under him. And he built fortified cities in Judah, for the land had rest. He had no war in those years because the Lord had given him rest. Therefore, he said to Judah, "Let us build these cities and make walls around them, and towers and gates and bars, while the land is yet before us." Why? Because we sought the Lord our God. Because we have sought Him, and He has given us rest on every side. So they built and prospered. Amen. So they built and prospered. So they built, and this is a biblical theme. This is a biblical principle, church. This is a biblical theme that is rock solid that you can build your life on. Amen. If you seek the Lord, if you put Him first in your life, amen. They sought the Lord. They had rest on every side. It is a biblical principle. If you seek the Lord, you put Him first in your life, and He tells you to do things because what? You are the church. Amen. That means your business matters. You are the church. That means your family matters. The church is not just the buildings. It's you. It's your business. It's your family. It's kingdom business. It's kingdom. You are the church. It's all about kingdom business. It's all about kingdom families. It's all about kingdom marriages. And if you seek Him, and you do what he tells you to do, if you build it, you will prosper. I said, if you do what he tells you to do, if you build it, you will prosper. If we build as a church, and listen very carefully, if we build as a church what God tells us to build, we will prosper. We will prosper as a church. We will prosper as a people. Your families will prosper. Your marriages will. If we do what God tells us to do as a church, and I love this story, listen, because there were only 38 kings in the Old Testament. After Saul, David, and Solomon, Saul, David, and Solomon ruled all of Israel. It was one land. Israel split into two kingdoms after Saul, David, and Solomon, and it split into the kingdoms of Israel and Judah, and they had 38 kings, and only 5 out of the 38 did that which was good and right in the sight of the Lord. 33 of them were losers. Nobody knows their name. There's only one, you know, except for maybe King Ahab, and that's because he was married to Jezebel. Amen. There 33 of them were losers. But I would tell you this, if you've been around church long, I'll guarantee you've heard of the 5 that did what was good and right in the sight of the Lord. Men like Hezekiah, men like Jehoshaphat, come on, men like King Asa that we just read. The Bible said he did what was good in sight, right in the sight of the Lord. And here's what he did. Asa declared that there was only one God in Israel. He said, we will worship the Lord our God. That's it. He went down and he tore down all the idols. He tore down all the wooden images. He said, we're turning our heart and our affection to the one true God, and we're getting rid of all of this stuff. He declared that there is one God and there will be no more idols in the land. That's what he said. He said, we're tearing it all down. There'll be no more idols in the land. And then he said, God will give us peace. He said, God will give us peace. And we have peace, listen, not only in our city church, listen, but in the surrounding cities. He built up the cities, built up the churches, built up the walls. And he said, we will have rest in our city, but not just our city. All the surrounding cities began to be affected. There were surrounding cities, the scripture said, that as they built the church builds the city. As we build up the kingdom of God, as we build up the church in the church builds the city. Amen. Watch. Watch this. Watch this. When you build the church, God will build the city. And every city that was connected to that thing that Asa was doing began to be blessed. Amen. Every city that was connected to what Asa was doing. And that's what's happening here at Restoration Church. God said, build a great church. God said, build a great church. Look around you. Take a look around you. Come on, church. Look around you. Look around you. Look at this place. He said, build a great church. God has already given you a great church. Amen. Look around you. Hallelujah. What a great church. He said, build a great church that will affect the strong man, the principalities, the powers in the spiritual realm, in the unseen world. Build it through fasting. Come on, build it through prayer. Build it through fellowship. Build it through praise. He said, build a good church. Look around you. Look around you, and the cities will feel the impact of a true church that God has built. I said the cities will feel the impact of a true church that God has built. The entire city knew that they were there. The city will feel the influence of that church. We're not supposed to be a bunch of defeated little quiet church mouses. We're called. Amen. We're not supposed to just be defeated. We are called, and we have been given dominion, the Bible says. Amen. We have been given dominion and authority in the name of Jesus. Amen, church. We're the head and not the tail. The Bible says we're above and not beneath. Amen. We have been given dominion. And I'm telling you that God has decreed that he needs mighty churches in America again. He needs churches to take authority. He needs churches to take dominion over the powers and the principalities of the dark and oh my goodness. We need churches in America. Now is not the time to stop building churches.
Now's not the time.
Come on. We build strong cities. We build strong churches. You build strong cities and strong families. Church, if we build, God prospers. If we build, God prospers. And it's not just about money. And it's not just about money. He'll prosper the family that builds the kingdom. He'll prosper the people that build the kingdom. He'll prosper the businesses that help build the kingdom of God. The answer to the brokenness in America is build the kingdom of God. The answer to the brokenness in this country is build the kingdom, raise the kingdom, build the church, build your life around the church. God says, I will prosper people who build up my kingdom. Build your life around the church. He said, I will prosper you. Watch this. And as Asa went into those cities, he tore down the idols and he built up the kingdom of God. And I believe that the strong man in this area, the demon spirit that is over Southwest Michigan, the demon spirit that is over Southwest Michigan knows that we're here this morning. Woo! He knows that there is a church in here. I believe that he felt your praise and worship rattle the gates of hell this morning. Oh, the demon over this, he knows we're here. I believe he knows there's a generation that's hungry for the power of the Holy Ghost. I believe that the strong man is affected powerfully when we have a church that stands up and says, we will build and God will prosper everything that we do. The devil knows you're here. Oh, the devil knows you're here. We're not just here playing church. We ain't just here playing church. We ain't here playing games. We're not just here to build a big building and put on a show for you. Oh, come on, somebody. I hear you. We ain't here just to build a building and put on a show. This is the church. This is what will prevail against the gates of hell. This is what will prevail against the gates of hell. It's more than just songs and sermons. Church, you got to get a hold of it. Come on. This is what will prevail against the gates of hell. We're called to build. We're called to rescue. We're called to build up broken marriages, build up broken families. We're called to build up the drug addicts. Come on. Build them up. Build them up. And God says, if you'll build them, they'll prosper. If you build them, you'll prosper. That's what he said. We can't stop, church. The devil's mad, and he gets to attacking families when you're part of building a church. He will get to attacking you. He does everything he can to discourage and to get you to throw in the towel. But we bind up the strong man. Come on. And the Bible says in Matthew 12:29, you bind up the strong man. Watch this. How? Watch this. You bind up the strong man, then you will plunder his house. Your kids are in his house. Your family is in his house. Your marriage is in his house. If you bind up the strong man, you get all of that stuff he took back. Oh, come on. He don't even has what he think he has. I just don't even know if that even made sense, but come on, you get it back. Bind up the strong man. You get it back. You take what he's got. And what he thinks he has, he don't have. Amen. 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 It's got to be more than songs and sermons, church. Amen. Yeah. It's got to get in your soul. It's got to get in your soul. Amen. That I'm here to make a difference. Yeah. That I'm here to build up the kingdom of God. That's what this is all about. I'm here to make a difference, and I promise you, God will prosper you if you build up the kingdom of God. God will give you everything you need. And Asa proved it. Watch this. He went on a parade of revival, and he went from city to city to city, and the Bible says that he was building entire cities, y'all. He was going and building entire cities because God was with him, and he sought the Lord. Because he sought the Lord. And he said that the Lord gave him rest. And God has already blessed us with property. God will give you everything you need. He's approved it. God has already blessed us with the property. Will you build a church? Will you build a church? And if you build a church, God will prosper us. That's what I'm preaching. That's what, thank you. Appreciate that. We can't be laid back. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. We can't be laid back. And we need to build the kingdom, and God will prosper us. It doesn't matter what the economy does. It doesn't matter what anything else does. We know what the Antichrist is up to. We know what the world's up to. The world's getting worse and worse and worse. But it don't matter. If we build, God will prosper us. We know. We know what they're doing out there. Amen. Amen. I wrote these words down. Bunch of, trying to hurry. I got a timeline. I'm trying to hurry. Listen, I wrote these words down. This ain't normal. I know that's bad English, y'all. But this ain't normal. This ain't normal. This is not a normal church called Restoration Church. Amen. It's not normal because we still believe in the power of the Holy Ghost. It's not normal because we still believe in speaking in tongues when the Spirit gives us utterance. We still believe in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We still believe in an anointing with oil and healing in the name of Jesus. We still believe in the power and the authority of Jesus Christ. We still believe in revival. We got a lot going on. We got a lot going on, y'all. We got a lot going on. Can I tell you the Spirit of God is moving in this church? Huh? Would you turn to your neighbor and say, this ain't normal. Huh? And if we build it more, God will prosper us. This ain't normal. God don't want normal. Huh? It's time for us to take the spoils of war. It's time for us to take the spoils of war. We're waiting on somebody to take it. God's waiting on somebody to take it, and he says the spoils of war are your children. The spoils of war are your friends and your family and your marriages and your cities. And yes, anytime revival breaks out, listen, there will come retaliation. And the Bible says as they built, God prospered them. And then in 2 Chronicles 14:9, watch this, said the Ethiopians attacked them with a million man army. Every time there's revival in the land, retaliation's going to come. Says they attacked them with a million man army. And what we need to understand is that the retaliation of the enemy will come when you build and God begins to prosper you. And if you are weak-kneed, you ain't going to make it. I said that the retaliation is going to come, and if you are weak-kneed, you are not going to make it. If you can't stand in the tough times, you will not be able to handle what God wants to do in your life. That's what you have to grab a hold of. If you cannot stand in the tough times, you will not be able to handle what God's wanting to do in your life. Because the enemy's coming. The retaliation's going to come. Watch. Watch. But there comes those days where you just got to get up and you got to do what God's called you to do. And you just got to say, I will not. I'm going to put my hand to the plow and I'm going to keep working and I will not look back. Amen. Amen. Because the retaliation's going to come. So they built and God prospered them. Your prosperity is not just connected to your giving. Your prosperity is not just connected to your giving. It is connected to the building of the kingdom. When you give, it goes to build the kingdom. It is connected to the building. If we build, listen, he did not say if you shout. It doesn't say they shouted and prospered. It doesn't say that they came to church and heard a sermon and prospered. It says that they built and prospered. And the day this church stops building is the day we stop prospering. I will tell you that now. And as long as I have breath, and as long as I'm the pastor, we will continue to build, and we will continue to prosper, and we will continue to take dominion from the devil. That's why we're so blessed. And we're only 2 years old as a church. We never stop building. And I'm not just talking about a physical building, y'all. I'm talking about building broken lives. I'm talking about building marriages. I'm talking about building broken families. I'm talking about building up the drug addicts. The day we stop building is the day we stop prospering. Sometimes I just sit back and scratch my head. And I say, man, this ain't normal either. This warfare is unbelievable, y'all. But folks, the wages that we're fighting for, the prize that we are reaching for is the souls of men and women. Amen. So this is what happens when God's people begins to build. The prosperity comes from increasing the kingdom of God. That is the key. Increasing the kingdom of God. It's when you begin to build and increase the kingdom of God. Watch this. So many things God does when we start building. Notice what they built. I'm going to fly through these because I got a few minutes left. Notice what they built. 2 Chronicles 14:7. They built walls. Said they built walls. And according to Isaiah 26:1, the walls are called the walls of salvation. They built the walls of salvation. They built a place where people come and be saved. They built a place where people can come and be forgiven. They built a place where people can come and be baptized by water. They built the walls of salvation where people could come and be find freedom. So the walls of salvation. Listen, 2 Chronicles 14:7, they built towers. The towers were used to put the watchmen in. The watchmen would look out over the land to spy out new land, to spy out new enemies. And you're in the, as a vision, as the church, oh, we need, there's lost people over there. Oh, we need a church over there. Oh, we need to go. They need Jesus over there. Come on, somebody. So they built walls. They built towers. Can I tell you, a real church not only has walls of salvation where people are getting saved, but they're looking out with vision to reach out to more harvest. Amen. With vision to get more of the harvest. Amen. Amen. And then they built gates. The Bible says, I love that. Watch this. The Bible says they built gates. The Bible says in Psalm 100, verse 4, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. We're not just a building with walls of salvation and building the vision of the church and the people, but we're going to have gates, and the gates is praise. Amen. The gates is praise. And I just want to declare today that no matter what God has in store for this church, Restoration Church has always been and always will be a praising church. That's what I'm here to tell you. We'll always be a praising church. We're not ashamed. Can you just praise him on a Sunday morning right now? Can we just praise him? Come on. Don't be ashamed. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Listen, some of y'all sat there through worship like this right here, like, I can't believe the Wolverines got beat yesterday. Come on. I got something better than a Wolverine for you. His name is God. I got something better than an elephant for you too. His name is God. Amen. Come on, somebody. I'm telling you, we're a praising church. We'll always be shouting and praising. Let's get the gates hung on this church right now. Come on. The gates of praise on this church. Hallelujah. That's who we are. That's the number one thing. It's the number one thing. And if you don't like it, and at first they might not like it, but here's what happens. When people walk into this church, the first thing they encounter is the praise. And they're like, good Lord, what is that? Go on and make fun of it. But you'll be doing it. But you'll be doing it. Well, I'm a Baptist. Okay. It's not a Baptist thing, it's a Bible thing. Come on, somebody. It's a Bible thing. It's a Bible thing. Hallelujah. If you're breathing, I want you to praise him right now. The Bible says, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. It's not a Baptist thing. It's not a Catholic thing. It's not a Presbyterian thing. It's a Bible thing. If you got breath, I want you to praise the Lord. And I've got one more. I'm going to say this right now. I'm moving. And we got something here. And it doesn't. I want to tell you this, because I don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. But I love the story of Nehemiah. I love the story when he went back to build the temple and he's up there building the walls. And the Bible says in Nehemiah 4:2, all he had was a pile of rubbish or trash. All he had was rubbish and burnt stones. He said, will they revive the stones from the heaps of rubbish and the stones that are burnt? What he's having to do is recycle all the trash and all the burnt stones to build the walls. And here comes your boy Sanballat. There's always a Sanballat, somebody. There's always a Sanballat in your life. Can I tell you this? Don't worry about the critics. Don't worry about the critics. Just build and God will prosper. Watch this. And he said in Nehemiah 6:3, he said, I'm doing a great work for the Lord. I ain't got time to come down there and mess with you. He said, I ain't got time to come down there and mess with you. He said, why would I leave what I'm doing for the Lord, and I can't come down there and explain every little thing to you anyway, because all you're going to do is criticize it anyhow. It don't even matter. If we build, we'll prosper. And I want to say this to you. God says, I'll take what the world calls rubbish and trash, and that's what I will build my beautiful walls of salvation out of. Out of trash lives, out of dirty lives, out of dirty, messed up, broken children who didn't even have a dad. He said, I'll take that and turn it into something beautiful. He'll take dysfunctional families. Your trash is God's treasure. Just keep bringing that little dysfunctional family to church. That's all I'm going to tell you. Keep bringing them. You bring the little weird one. You bring the little crazy ones that act all crazy. Come on now. You bring the bad ones. You bring the ugly ones that everybody knows all about. You just keep bringing them. You keep bringing that little dysfunctional family. You set them down in the house of God. You set them down in the house of God. And God says, I don't see trash. I see treasure. Woo! Come on, somebody. He said, I'm going to build me a church. And it's not going to be out of superheroes. It's going to be out of people who've been broken. Isaiah 43:19, he said, behold, I do a new thing. Thank you, Jesus, and now it will spring forth. I'm all done. I've blown through all this stuff. I'll have to re-preach this later because I've skipped a lot. We're not called to tear everything down in the world. We're called to build up everything in the kingdom we can with the answer. Don't curse the darkness. Turn on the light. I said, don't curse the darkness. Turn on the light. And that's why Jesus did not come as a lawyer. He did not come as a doctor. He did not come as a religious theologian. He came as a carpenter. He came as a carpenter's son. And until the age of 30, he never preached a miracle, preached a sermon or performed a miracle. He was a builder. He was a builder. And that's what he's called you and I to do. He was not a deconstruction man. He was not a deconstruction man. He was a builder. And that's what he's called you and I to do.